Welcome to the Financial Flight Plan with Tim Estes and Bree Reyes. When it comes to your financial future, we believe the sky is the limit. We'll give you the proper tools to keep your engine portfolio running smoothly. Let us pilot the answers to some of your toughest financial issues. The Financial Flight Plan starts now.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Financial Flight Plan Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning into this podcast with Tim Estes and Bree Reyes, investor coaches and certified financial planners at Estes Financial Services, right here in the Metroplex, serving you from their office in Fort Worth. Make sure you check out the team and share this podcast online. You can go to estesfinancial.net. You can also find them on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn as well. And, of course, the usual iTunes, Stitcher, and various other podcast sharing services. And Bree's joining me this week, and she was kind enough to have me back on the program. Bree, how are you, dear?
Doing wonderful, Mark. So excited.
Well, glad to have you back. And thank you so much for taking a few minutes to talk with us about some things this week here on the podcast. And I got a little interesting topic for you. I think it's going to be right up your alley this week. And that is little missed details. Now, I know you've got a young one at home. And I know that sometimes they can do some sneaky things, can't they?
There's little things I miss every day.
Yeah. And they're pretty good at that. But it can happen actually in later in life, too. So when we're planning for our retirement, there's some little details that often kind of fall by the wayside for people who don't see and do this every day. So let's talk about a few of those. And I think this is going to kind of lead towards pre-retirees mostly, but we'll see where it takes us. Okay.
I don't know. I think there's some stuff in that we may talk about when it comes to retirees as well.
Okay. All right. Well, let's see where this flows and we'll go from there. So the first thing I wanted to ask you is about the sandwich generation. First of all, are you familiar with that term?
Yes, the baby boomer generation, that where people seem to find themselves supporting maybe their aging parents that are still alive and their children who are either still in school or can't find a job or have bounced back for various reasons.
And do you see the people planning for this possibility? Because it has definitely caused some issues for folks.
Not at all.
Okay. No one's thinking about it, huh?
Well, maybe no one's thinking about both sides of the sandwich.
True.
They're thinking maybe about one piece of bread and not necessarily the other. Why? Okay. Because it's overwhelming.
Yeah, very true.
It's scary. You don't want to have to think about, you know, taking care of your parents and taking care of the child that you've raised and want to slowly, helpfully push out of the nest, but it's now back in your nest.
Yeah.
And it takes a drain on people. And we've had people come in and explain that they're not where they want to be as they're getting ready for their retirement because they pulled money out of their 401k for their kids' college, which kills me because you can get a loan for higher education. No bank will give you a loan because you need money for
retirement.
In retirement.
Yeah, I don't think
that's not
interesting,
loan.
Wouldn't it? Though you could go in and say, yes, I'd like to get a loan for my retirement. They just kind of probably laugh you out the door.
Yeah.
That would be interesting. No,
And so that one always, my heart just stops because I know that. I know that there are resources there. And unfortunately, I know there aren't resources for retirement other than just cutting back on your lifestyle, which isn't fun for absolutely no one. And then there's your parents. You love them. They've raised you. You care for them. You don't want to let them go. You want them to have a lifestyle that you're comfortable with them having. And so it's hard. It's emotional. You're emotionally torn. And especially, I'm speaking at this from a woman's standpoint, you tend to put your needs last. The baby boomer generation is doing the same thing right now.
Yeah.
They're putting their needs last. Their parents they want to take care of, their kids they want to take care of, and then they turn around and think it's almost too late.
Yeah. No, and it's a cyclical thing. That's what I was thinking as well, because if you're sacrificing now, you're trying to help your parents and your children, and granted, they're very noble causes, but you got to be very careful, especially on the children's side, to your point earlier, because if you're sacrificing your retirement to help them, you might be putting them in the same situation that you're in. They're going to be taking care of you whenever you're elderly instead of being able to enjoy your retirement. So it can become a cyclical kind of thing, and you got to be very careful with this. And I think that's something that people fall into. So again, kind of our point to a little missed detail when sitting down and talking with your advisor about your planning, make sure you're at least having this discussion. Even if you don't think it's on the radar for the kids to come back or something to happen with the parents, it is possible. So make sure you're having those conversations and addressing those things.
And have those conversations with your kids and your parents. You know, I love my parents. I love them more than anything. Obviously, I work with my dad and we work together and we are great. They don't want to live with me more than I want them to live with them.
Exactly. And I think most of us are in that situation for sure. Yeah. We all love our kids and family and parents and all that stuff. But if you can be, independent, we all want independence in retirement. And I think that's a big key, is that we want to maintain that as well. So proper planning can certainly help us get there. But conversations all around, certainly a good point, and often a little missed detail. What about for pre-retirees, Bree? Have you had the conversation with your family about actually quitting, about actually going into retirement? Will you be ready for spending more time around the house? Will your spouse be ready for you to be around the house more?
Yeah, and which one of you is going to retire first? Or are you retiring at the same time? Because I've seen situations where one spouse retires well before the other spouse, and the working spouse, because they need to stay for pension or for whatever reason, might resent them a little bit.
It gets a little frustrating.
Because you get out of bed, and you put on the outfit, and you go to work all day, and the other ones, you kiss your spouse goodbye as they're still in the nice, warm, comfy bed. It can be a little frustrating.
Yeah.
There's a giant psychological aspect in retirement. Retirement is terrifying. Not only the idea of, I've accumulated all this money and now I have to turn it into income. That's just an entirely other topic. So much of our self-worth is tied up in what we do every day. Our titles at work, maybe. How productive we feel. We're a productive society. And that bleeds into our self-worth, and not going to work every day, maybe not feeling as productive as you used to, can really affect your emotional, mental, and possibly physical well-being. When we run financial plans at Estes Financial, this is part of our discussion, at least with all of our clients as they get ready for retirement, is what is your plan above and beyond the financial, that part? Okay, well, of course we discuss, but what are you going to do? And yes, for about 3 weeks, sure, chill. I get that. Everybody says chill. What's the plan for after 3 weeks? What's the plan when you've seen all the episodes of XYZ show and done all the to-do projects around the house? What are your passions? What is your passion outside of work?
Yeah, I think that's a great point. You kind of really were reading my mind about my next thought. It's like, are you retiring from a job? Or are you retiring to something else? And that's a question sometimes I think that confuses some people, but it's like, well, hopefully you're not just retiring from work and then just doing nothing.
And sitting in a rocking chair until you die. That sounds fun.
I mean, that might have been the case 100 years ago, but that's not the case now.
Well, and so many people I'm seeing nowadays, and I'll use my in-laws on this one, they both retired from their corporate careers. But now they've been retired for a little while and they've had a chance to play with Nate and his cousin and done some stuff and done some traveling. My father-in-law went back to work, not because he needed to, because it was something that he was enjoying doing. Yeah. And it's part-time and he can work from my house if Nate's sick, or he can work from a beach somewhere and just, if he wants to. It's on his agenda, on his schedule. And my mother-in-law, I've never seen her sit. So I have no idea. I mean, she's probably going to be a temporary judge somewhere or get into family mediation or something like that, because that's her passion. She loves the law. She loved the law as an attorney. She loved the law as a judge. And she loved the law as a professor. So I cannot understand her not being involved in the law. So for me, retirement isn't what it used to be. It's not the end of work. It may be the end of one work, but not the end of work forever. And it doesn't have to be.
Yeah. Well, with us living longer as well, too, right, Bree? I mean, these things all factor in. In some cases, you might wind up being in retirement longer than you were in the original workforce, if you will. You might work for 35 years someplace, but you might be lucky enough to be, spend 40 years in retirement. So there's so many things. The world has definitely changed so much. And so many people do retire and want to pick up a hobby or a passion that they enjoyed and turn that into maybe a little part-time thing that they're liking to do. Maybe it's
or charity, volunteer work,
right, exactly.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, there's so many wonderful nonprofits in the DFW area that need people to be involved.
And it's good for our brains because, again, to your point, sitting around on the couch just isn't going to last for long. You might want to do it for a couple of weeks, as you mentioned, just to kind of have that. But then after that, you get a little tired and frustrated and all those things factor in. Well, you're listening to Financial Flight Plan Podcast. Bree Reyes is here with me on the show as we're talking about some little missed details that can sometimes get overlooked when you're planning for retirement. We've covered a couple of good ones. I want to finish off the podcast this week, Bree. This is probably definitely not a missed detail, and it certainly isn't little, but I think some aspects of it could be because we're so overwhelmed with other parts that are going on. And unfortunately, that is what's going to happen to that income plan side of our financial plan when that first spouse passes away, when one of us is, you know, whoever it is the first one to go.
This is so hard and so delicate as a certified financial planner and just as individuals. Tim and I, this is something that we touch upon all the time, because when your spouse passes away, you're in such a stage of grief. Money is the last thing you want to think about.
Exactly.
But unfortunately, the cable company doesn't charge you any less because there's only one of you. The electricity bill usually doesn't change very much. And so a lot of people think, oh, my expenses are going to be, you know, half when there's only one of us instead of two. And it doesn't work that way, right? We're finding out.
Buying less groceries and
buying
things
like that.
Groceries.
Right. I mean, yeah, you may buy a little less groceries, but are you really? Because I found when I was single, and I was single for quite a few years, I cooked for two even when there was one of me.
Well, there's just habits because, too, right?
Yeah, just because the recipes, all my recipes are for actually a family of four. We still have leftovers now. I'm not kidding. I used to cook for four and there was me. But, you know, I like leftovers, so that worked out too. And so the income, looking at what's going to happen when Social Security changes, maybe when a pension amount changes. And you have to, unfortunately, make these plans early in life, because a lot of the substitutes and the way best ways we can plan for this is stuff that needs to be put in place well before this happens.
Right.
All too often, people come to us after, unfortunately, the passing. And we can work to make sure that we're doing the best and most prudent thing then. But it's so much easier for us and for the family if we have this conversation while everyone is still here and we put measures in place to protect for that.
As we wrap up the podcast this week, one of the places I think is definitely missed inside this aspect that we're discussing is the taxes. I want to bring that back up again, because I think that hits a lot of folks after they lose a loved one, the fact that the tax changes. We're so used to filing as, you know, married, and now we have to file single, and that can throw us into a higher bracket. Well, it does throw us into a higher bracket.
Yeah, the taxes are just the small part of it. But yes, nobody prepares for the taxes. No one prepares for the, unfortunately, the costs of funerals. I mean, you can prepay a lot of it, but there's still little gotchas here and there. Mm-hmm. Nobody prepares for the fact that they don't want to deal with this right away.
Right. And it's understandable, but
they need time to grieve. And that is totally understandable. And I support that. I mean, I know you need a period to grieve, but unfortunately, a lot of stuff has to happen while you're still grieving. And it's hard.
Yeah.
Especially for Tim and I, because we get emotionally invested with our clients. We love and care about all of the Estes Financial Services clients. And so we're right there with you in the grieving process. It's not fun for us to try to bring your mind back around to this, but it's stuff that if we plan while everything's good, then we just put that plan in place. And we don't have to have as many of the uncomfortable conversations, and we don't have to have as many of the difficult conversations.
You know, absolutely. And I know it's an unfortunate piece to talk about, and it's a little bit of a somber note here on the podcast, but I thought it was worth bringing up because, again, we were discussing little missed details, and there are lots of little places in the retirement journey, the retirement planning process, that people tend to not think about or overlook. And, you know, it's understandable. We don't do this every day, but you do. And so these are things that you guys are aware of. And so I thought it was a good idea to share that with our listeners here on the podcast this week. And as always, Bree, thank you so much for your time and spending a few moments with us. We appreciate you.
Thanks so much, Mark. And everybody listening, go out and lead an abundant life.